USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is engaging in expert-level talks with Russian officials over a recent uptick in ransomware attacks. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters a National Security Council meeting centered on ransomware will take place next week. In the latest ransomware attack, the criminals are demanding $70 million in cryptocurrency in exchange for a software key that would unscramble all affected machines. Regarding the $70 million ransom demand, Fred Vicola is the CEO of Casella.
Someone said this is the largest attack in history. I mean, it is nothing like that, but it has my name on it, it has our company's name on it, and, you know, we're embarrassed and we're doing everything we can to fix it.
The Pentagon announcing more than 90% of troops and equipment have been withdrawn from Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging state residents to prepare for a lot of rain from Tropical Storm Elsa. He says the northern part of the state could get hit especially hard. This comes as the storm is nearing hurricane strength with winds of up to 70 miles an hour. President Biden is speaking about the success of the coronavirus vaccine rollout in the United States.
Because of our wartime effort to administer 300 million shots and arms in just 150 days, more than 182 million Americans have received at least one shot, including nearly 90% of seniors and 70% of adults over the age of 27.
The Biden administration missed its goal of having 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated by now. The FAA is issuing $119,000 in fines against 9 unruly passengers who would not follow federal mask mandates. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting that 99% of the country's COVID deaths in May were people who went unvaccinated. Now, after a busy holiday travel weekend, health officials are keeping an eye on the highly contagious Delta variant. That variant now accounts for 26% of all new infections in the United States. Regarding the Delta variant, Congressman Brad Winstrup from Ohio, who's also a doctor, tells Fox News,
"The good news, I guess, as we're seeing this, is that those that have been vaccinated already for COVID-19 are doing pretty well when it comes to the Delta variant if they are to contract it. In other words, we're not seeing hospitalizations and deaths. But I am concerned about those that aren't getting vaccinated, especially in the more vulnerable communities. And so we want to see that continue. We've done public service announcements. We've tried to get it out there. I think some people look at the numbers, and yeah, they may have a smaller chance of getting it, but at the same time, they have a much better chance of survival and health if they have gotten the vaccine."
And finally, a bicyclist is dead after a grizzly bear attack in Montana on Tuesday. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks say it happened in Ovando, which is east of Missoula. Officials are now trying to locate the bear. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.